listener production.
Sellers push US stocks lower as inflation fears return to haunt the market.
And Aussie shares expected to tumble on Wednesday after posting the worst month since October.
I'm Tom.
And I'm Ryan.
It's Wednesday the 1st of May. Welcome to the CommSec Market Update. Ryan, I'm sure there's a reason that you've come dressed as a Morris dancer today. I've gone for the revolutionary. I'm wearing a beret and doing my best Che Guevara impersonation. The 1st of May, synonymous, of course, with those important identities.
Absolutely. May Day.
Indeed, May Day. And there was a revolutionary tone in the markets, I suppose, when you consider the concerns that returned to inform what happened. And that is, we saw some stronger wages data in the United States in particular, much stronger than expected. And it was off to the races as far as sellers were concerned. The Dow Jones finishing down by about 1.5%. The S&P 500 down by 1.6%. The NASDAQ and the Philadelphia Semiconductor Index each down in the order of 2%. What do you make of it?
Well, Tom, we're still in that environment where the knee-jerk reaction is to extrapolate any warmer data into a firmer inflation and more hawkish reaction from the US Federal Reserve. Of course, the US Federal Reserve meets tonight. Nothing's really changed, though. Growth still strong in the United States. Labor markets are holding up. And ultimately, we're taking a little bit of a breather in this disinflation process at the moment. So the employment cost index, that was up by around 1.2% for the quarter. That was stronger than expected. Economists had forecast a 1% lift. The employment cost index is the broadest measure of labor costs in the United States. And of course, what this all means is that it points to sticky wages growth and inflation on the back of that.
You combine that with an unemployment rate of 3.8%, which highlights the robust nature of the US employment landscape. And this would be an environment that you would tend not to associate with rate cuts. Was that a fair statement?
I think that's a very fair statement. And we are now seeing US rate futures pricing in a 77% chance of a rate cut now in December. Markets only pricing in 31 basis points of easing this year. To add to the concerns around inflation, we did see home prices accelerate in the month of February. So we did see the S&P Case-Shiller 20 City Home Price Index lift by 0.6% in the month. Annualized, that is a growth rate of 7.6%.
I suppose what's interesting with that is that the relationship between long-term interest rates in the US housing market's a little bit different to Australia. But nonetheless, you're talking about a month where interest rates were higher, and to see home sales as strong as they were, that is an indication that there's a confidence amongst consumers that is shrugging off these higher interest rate levels.
We did see consumer confidence hit a 1.5-month low in April. The confidence index fell from 103.1 to 97. But to your point, Tom, the bigger issue here at the moment is around what's going on with bond yields. So we're seeing those bond yields head higher. What we're seeing at the moment is the 10-year up by 7 basis points to 4.68%, and the 2-year rose by 6 basis points to 5.04%. That's the highest since November. What we have seen is concerns around that 4.7% level. That's a clear signal that the march isn't over. If it gets to that, we're just in touching distance for the 10-year for that one. This is going to be a problem for the stock market going forward if these yields continue to lift.
Well, indeed. We saw in monthly terms the Dow Jones down by about 5%. The S&P 500 fell 3.7%. The NASDAQ down by around 4.5%. The Philadelphia Semiconductor Index in April was down by 4.7%. So we have seen an abrupt turnaround in terms of the fortunes following the end of the first quarter, the beginning of the second quarter. It is going to be a mountain to climb, isn't it?
It certainly is. In April, as you say, the Dow had its worst month since September 2022, and the S&P 500 snapped a 5-month winning streak. So all eyes are on the US Federal Reserve tonight. We have seen a broad agreement among FOMC officials lately in terms of their communication that they're less confident that inflation's on a durable path to the 2% target. So at a minimum, we were expecting to see Jerome Powell indicate that there'll be less rate cuts this year. And in a more hawkish direction, he could even hint at a chance of no cuts that would set the cat amongst the pigeons.
It would indeed. And I suppose this statements or comments that may have previously been at the margins in relation to circumstances that you just mentioned in terms of no rate cuts, dare I say it, a potential hike, those marginal issues then come back into the center. This is a prime opportunity to perhaps revise those.
Absolutely. And look out for those bond yields tonight or tomorrow on the back of that. High yields on government bonds are appealing to investors who are jittery about steep valuations in the share market at the moment. So if these bond yields rise above 4.7%, as I mentioned, the S&P 500 could actually fall back to around 4,800 points from its current level, just about 5,000 points. A yield above 5,000 could even send the S&P 500 down to 4,500. But we'll see. That's just a forecast in my mind at this point, Tom.
Well, I think it's a good one because a day ago we were talking about the tolerance that share market investors had for the water temperature, for example. And, you know, with those interest rates moving higher, was that 5% sell-off that we had seen, 5-6% sell-off that we had seen for the S&P 500 sufficient to compensate share market investors for the risk in terms of things cheapening up? And that remains to be resolved in the next couple of days.
It does indeed. So if we turn our attention to commodities markets, Tom, we have seen the US oil NYMEX price down by 0.8% to $81.93 a barrel. US crude output rose to 13.2 million barrels per day in February from 12.6 million barrels per day in January. Its biggest monthly increase since October 2021. So that was behind the fall in the oil price. Gulf futures took a big knock with those higher bond yields and stronger US dollar. The Gulf futures price was down by 2.3% on the day to $2302.90 an ounce. Iron ore futures lifted 0.3% to $110.91 a ton. That's ahead of the May holiday in China. So steel markets will be closed between May 1 and May 3. Here in Australia today, Tom, we've just had home prices data released. That's always exciting, isn't it?
It's definitely the topic du jour, and it has been for a long time. Whether or not it makes an impression on prices is another question entirely. The share price index futures at the moment are down by a very substantial 1.3%, having improved by yesterday in the order of a third of a percent where the ASX 200 is concerned. So over the month of April, we saw the index down by around 3%. In year-to-date terms, the index is now up by a very paltry 1%.
It's been a difficult month, April, for the Aussie share market. We had, of course, the situation around global interest rates at the forefront of investors' minds. Also, the risk-off environment around the Middle East also was a contributor as well. A lot of focus, of course, at the moment on what's going on in the commodity space.
Well, I suppose to your point, a part of the reason why commodity prices have been under pressure lately is because of that resurgent US dollar. And that was certainly a factor as far as the bigger picture was concerned last night. So the US dollar index, which is the measure of the greenback against a host of other currencies, that was up by around 0.2%. And unsurprisingly, that made a casualty of the Aussie dollar, which is trading back to around 64.8 US cents. So down the snake rather than up the ladder overnight. So Ryan, as far as today is concerned, to your point, the Chinese markets are going to be closed. Really on the local front today, we've got Amcorp delivering an earnings report. We've also got Mirvac reporting quarterly numbers as well. It's really down to the ADP numbers, the early measure of jobs growth, as far as the US is concerned, that will be an important prelude to the official government figures, which will be released on Friday.
240,000 jobs are expected to be created for the month of April. Just getting back to Australia, Australian home prices rose at a robust pace in April, up by 0.6%. We saw price gains driven by a 2% jump in Perth, 1.3% increase in Adelaide. Sydney home prices are up 0.4%. Melbourne home prices actually dipped 0.1%. The mismatch between supply and demand is contributing to rising home prices. That's despite higher interest rates and sticky inflation. And just quickly, Anglo American's chair will meet its top 30 shareholders to hear views of BHP's $39 billion US dollar bid for the miner, he told an annual general meeting on Tuesday.
A battle of the heavyweights as far as BHP and Anglo American looms. Have a great day. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. This podcast is prepared, approved, and distributed in Australia by Commonwealth Securities Limited, ABN 60067254399, AFSL 238814. The information does not take into consideration your objectives, financial situation, or needs. Consider the appropriateness of the information before acting, and if necessary, seek appropriate professional advice. Listener.